하는 호 예보르포 예보부인스르포 아멘. Today in the Armenian Church is known as, how would you translate it? Repeat Easter, second Easter, the second Easter, Gergnazati, second Easter, and this is the first Sunday in this resurrection season. Every day from now, or actually from Easter last week, until the Ascension, which is 40 days, we celebrate the resurrection. We celebrate Christ's resurrection and victory over death. And during this time, there is no fasting. We don't fast when the bridegroom is present. We don't fast, and we rejoice every day. This is why every Sunday the hymns are the same. They are resurrection hymns. But the other term for today is called New Sunday. New Sunday, Nor Kiragi. Nor meaning new. But the other question is, Kiragi, what does this mean? And I've preached about this many times, but the word Kiragi comes from Greek, which means belonging to the Lord. Kiriaki in Greek. Belonging to the Lord. Owned by the Lord. And this is true in many languages. As I said in Armenian, English is a very dagar.
Weak,
thank you. You were very quick to answer that one. A very weak language.
Sometimes warps my brain.
A very weak language. Because the word for Sunday just means the sun, S-U-N, day. But, it's okay. But, in other languages, Sunday has a religious meaning to it. In Spanish, Domingo, meaning the Lord. In Russian, Voskresnye, which means resurrection. And as I said, in Greek and in Armenian, it means belonging to the Lord. This means then that Sunday is not ours. It's not a day to do laundry, to go shopping, to clean the house, to go on vacation, or to go, as I said, as many Armenians do, to the casino. Sunday is a day that is dedicated to the Lord. And we dedicate this day to the Lord through worship, through Holy Communion, and through serving one another, helping one another. It's not just for 2 hours on a Sunday. It's the entire day is dedicated to the Lord. There's the story, as I just said, in Armenian, when I was invited to the Ethiopian Orthodox Church for Badarak, for services. And they told me, they said, Father, when you come, Badarak, the Divine Liturgy, starts at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. But morning service is at 5 a.m. And I said, do people actually come? And he says, oh yes, they do. And I got there and the parking lot was full at 5:30. And I stayed, it's not 1 hour or 2 hours, it's 9 hours. There in the church until 2 p.m. And as I said, and this is no slight at my Armenian brothers and sisters, but I can hardly get some Armenians to be here at 10:30, let alone 5 in the morning. But it shows that for the Ethiopians as well, the entire day is dedicated to the Lord. It's not just a couple of hours or once or twice a year. In the ancient world for the Armenians, we know that Sunday is called the Day of the Lord. But before the Lord ever existed in our relationship with Him, before Christianity came to Armenia, it was not called the Lord's Day. The word for Sunday in Armenian was Mia Shakti, which may sound impressive, but it's really not. Mia Shakti just means day one, the first day of the week. And this is how the days of the week are numbered in Armenian. It's called day one, first day of the week, second day of the week, third day of the week, right? Mia Shakti, Yergu Shakti, Yerek Shakti. We don't have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and such. But Armenians also had what is called the eighth day of the week, Ut Shakti. And I know you're going to say, wait a minute, there's only 7 days in a week. How can we get an eighth day? I need that eighth day. I have lots of work to do. I want to work on the eighth day. But the eighth day of the week, for us Christians especially, is Sunday. The eighth day is Sunday. And the answer is found in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis. God created everything in 6 days. He created everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. This is why in Armenian, the seventh day is called Shabbat, which means just Sabbath. It means hangustutyun, rest. So he created everything in 6 days. He rested on the seventh day, and there was supposed to be an eighth day. But we humans messed it up. We sinned, and we brought death into this world. And the world, as a result, has been destroyed by us. The only way for this world to be saved is through Jesus Christ. And through the resurrection of Christ, he is bringing things back into order. We are really right now living in the eighth day of creation. The eighth day of creation began with the resurrection of Christ. We do not have to think in 24-hour time periods. Okay? The eighth day of creation has begun 2,000 years ago with the resurrection of Christ. But it is not over yet either. Because if we read in the book of Genesis, it says very clearly, there was the first day and he created this, and the second day he created this. But each day had an evening. And God said, it is good. The evening has not happened yet on this eighth day. The eighth day's evening will happen at Christ's return, at his second coming. When he comes, the eighth day will come to a close, evening will happen, and God will say, it is good, and it will be over. And then after that, there will be no more evenings, because the world will be complete, and so will creation. This is why in the Armenian church, and many ancient churches, the baptismal font is eight-sided. Because on the eighth day, Christ was resurrected. And through baptism, we too are resurrected. We too become part of the body of Christ. That's why they are eight-sided. This is also why the tradition of the church is children are supposed to be baptized when they're 8 days old. Not 3 days old, not 40 days old, not 1 year old, not 16 years old, not when they decide on their own to make a choice, but when they are 8 days old. Because in the ancient times as well with the Jews, circumcision took place on the eighth day. We no longer do circumcision like the Jews do, but we still have a way of bringing people into the body of Christ. Into communion with Christ, into a covenant with God, and that is done on the eighth day through baptism. If you weren't baptized on the eighth day, it's not the end of the world, okay? Don't start calling up your mom or dad and saying, Mom, when was I baptized? Because I can guarantee you, almost positively, no one here was baptized, not even myself, on the eighth day, okay? But it is through the number eight that we realize that resurrection and new life takes place. This is again why the baptismal font is eight-sided. This is why the altar is usually eight-sided, because we receive resurrection through Holy Communion from the altar. As I said in Armenian, and you should know the answer now, how many people were on Noah's Ark? Eight, right? Noah, his wife, his three boys, and their wives. So the world received resurrection again through Noah's Ark, through eight people. Eight people came into this world and repopulated it through resurrection. Eight is a very big number in Christianity, because again, it means resurrection, it means new life and new beginning, and new Sunday, which is the eighth day of this resurrection season. It is on Sundays, which belong to the Lord, that we must dedicate the entire day to Christ, the entire day to God. That does not mean that we can't do little things here and there. We are not like the Jewish, Hasidic Jews, that on the Sabbath just sit and don't do anything. Okay? We can go fill up our gas tanks. We can go shopping. We can do things that we need to do. But the day's purpose is to glorify the Lord. That may be going shopping and preaching to someone who needs to hear the word of Christ. It may mean going to a family or a friend's house and sharing the gospel with them. It may mean going and doing something in our house and spending time in prayer before we begin doing our laundry or cleaning or cooking. The day must be dedicated to the Lord because it does not belong to us. It is the Lord's day in the name of the day. It says, the Lord's. So on this new Sunday, double or repeat Easter, I ask and I pray that we look at ourselves in our Sundays, and what do? Do we just come to church as a check mark, just to say I've done it, and then go along with our lives? Or do we really look at Sunday as a day that is dedicated to the Lord? And if we don't do that now, try to start doing that. Begin. Preach to someone who needs to hear the word. Show someone how your life has changed through the risen Christ. So many people in this world do not know who Christ is. So many people in this world do not have a communion with God. So many people in this world do not have a family, a church to call their own. And they're floating in this world. And the world will catch them. The world will grab onto them. And the world will drag them down. It's up to us Christians, those of the eighth day, to go out and to bring them to the church, to Christ, and to communion with him. Because in doing that, then we will fulfill our mission that we received at baptism and which Christ gave to all the disciples. Go, therefore, and baptize all nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.